The U.S. economy grew at a faster than expected rate at the end of 2009, up nearly 6% in the last 3 months of the year. But a little more than 2 months into 2010, some analysts say the U.S. recovery is losing steam. Although consumer spending improved slightly in January, economist Diane Swonk says housing sales remained anemic.
The housing market has recovered from the exceedingly low levels that we saw hit during the worst of the recession. That said, we're still not going anywhere fast.
Despite an $8,000 tax incentive for first-time homebuyers, sales of existing homes have declined 2 months in a row. Some say record snowfalls may have kept homebuyers away. But with prices still falling, realtors predict an improvement for March and April.
We're not going to get it more affordable than it is right now with the combination of interest rates and home prices. It's a really good time.
Although manufacturing numbers, which reflect demand, expanded again in February, some economists say recovery will not be as rapid as in previous downturns. John Sylvia is chief economist at Wells Fargo Bank.
I think the consumer spending numbers probably are reflective of the job numbers, which continue to be weak.
The pace of job losses has declined dramatically in the last year, but nearly 15 million Americans are still out of work. Sylvia expects the situation to improve soon.
I would suspect that the jobs numbers will turn positive by the second quarter of this year, so probably another 2 or 3 months out and we'll get some positive job numbers.
Americans should get a better idea of where the economy is headed on Friday when the Labor Department releases its closely watched monthly jobs report. Millar Sega, VOA News.